Thank you so much. It's good to have you back. Pradeep, you can. It's probably good to write to Sahara about when we come to India and so, because he's organizing the Kumbh Mela stay. Yeah, and if you want to come to the Kumbh Mela, maybe you do, maybe you do, you never know. Might change your mind. The Mahakumbh Mela, Allahabad,
Yes,
Prayagraj, huh?
too many people.
Yeah, I feel the same. We will, but I will go for a few days. I will. And I want to see our ashram at Arayal anyhow. And yeah, be there for a little bit. Well, there we are.
Yes.
The Sahara will know better than me. Sahara knows better than I. So, Om Shri Sache Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai. Gurudev Bhagawan Ki Jai, Sacha Sangha Ki Jai. Sri has reported to me that Sri,
Yes, Guruji.
yeah, how many?
276 members.
Yeah, we have 276 participants in the Gayatri sadhana for 1 year for Sachidam. And if you still want to sign up, please feel free to. We want you to be sincerely participating. Oh, oh gosh, my eyes. We don't want to do that. I stay down a little bit because I have these blue circles around my eyes because of these glasses. So that's a wonderful thing that we have those numbers. I would really like to see 300 come to participate. But if we don't, it's good. I mean, we have a lot. And we have them from all over the world again. We have them from Australia. We have them from the Ivory Coast. We have them from the Czech Republic, from Europe, from the United States. So it's really, really good. It's coming right along. And that's all I have to say. So I would like to start satsang with you. If you want to raise your hand, if you have something that you would like to offer to the satsang, I wait a moment. I feel there's something. Okay. So, Ale.
Good afternoon, Shanti
Good afternoon, Ale.
Good afternoon. Now, in purpose of singing the Gayatri in the morning for Sachidam, I feel from maybe from when we start the 21st,
What do you see?
I feel that the energy from today is change, is more joyful. From 10 days ago until now, was the energy was more I don't know how to describe, but now is more joyful, but this.
Okay, what are you talking about? Are you talking about your personal experience
No,
or?
the Gayatri that we sing, but I doing my morning meditation before I do I chant Gayatri, and I feel that from this morning, the energy change, but I think in also in the ashram, I don't know if it's only, but I feel very strong this.
Sahar would confirm that. You know, Sahar is still in India. And he would confirm that. As a matter of fact, he confirmed that yesterday. Yeah, that there's something different. We will see. Let us see. We will see. This is a great mantra.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you too. And one of the things that became evident here in such Tirutha Satcha is to always have faith in the ceremony, because we are offering fuel for the Gayatri to do its work. You understand what I'm saying?
Fuel,
Like gasoline, like no, like
so
food.
I understand.
So Gayatri is actually the one that is that frequency, that sacred geometry, that sacred formula, according to the Bhagavad Gita, is the functioning of our offerings. Just so it came to my heart to say, always have faith in the ceremony.
It's
Are we
like
done?
you read on my.
What's that?
If you read, it's very strange because also if I don't say anything, you read in my thinking.
That's because you think very loud. I can hear it all the way to France from Italy. Can you imagine? Honestly, I don't want to read your thinking at all, but
No, it's
I don't
bad.
want to read anything anyone's thinking, not even my own. So, but I understand what you're saying. We're in synchronization. Thank you.
Thank you.
So there's no other hands. There is. Where are they? I don't see. Well, they'll put some. Oh, the man with the hair. Hello. Hi, Davey. How are you? Hey, lower your screen a little bit so that your chin's not cut off. There you go. There you go.
I'm doing my sadhana every day. And some days I really wake up like I just want to spend many hours
Me too.
chanting and meditating. And it's amazing. I feel blessed energies. But other days I just don't want to do it. I do it anyways.
Yeah, do it any
And
hold on, hold on. Do it anyway. It should not depend on your mood whether you make the offering or not.
yeah, that's I know this, and also when I do it, sometimes, regardless of the will, the desire of the mood, the desire to do the sadhana or not, sometimes it feels amazing, and sometimes it doesn't feel that good, or I feel sleepy or very noisy in my head, and I
Well,
want
then
to.
chant the Gayatri and you probably won't feel very noisy in your head anymore.
Yeah, it really does help.
It does
That's for
help.
sure. It really does. It may take some minutes or hours, but it really does help. But what I want to hear from you is there a better way or a proper way to deal with these mood variations and the way I feel after or during the sadhana to make it more, to increase my will to do it every day. I feel it's increasing
Well,
with
you made a
time.
commitment.
Sorry?
You made a commitment.
Yeah.
You went to law school. Law school's a lot, Davey, huh? You're an attorney. You passed the bar exam. So the thing is, it should not depend on your mood. Only your commitment. Are you there? Did I lose you? Not yet. No, I don't. Mood should not depend on your mood, only your commitment. You want to hear something else? Is that what it is?
I'm actually thinking, I'm doing every day. I know it's a commitment, so I'm doing,
It's
and
only
it
been
doesn't make.
about 4 days or 5 days that we're into this sadhana. So just plow in and plow on, you know? I mean, you ask a very important question because oftentimes we people, you in the big sense, not just you, don't realize how much we must apply ourselves to overcoming our moods or our thinking or our biases or any of that. It takes the commitment and it takes the desire to not be caught in the way that you feel or the way that you think. So when you plow through, when you go on and on and on and on and on, it's like japa, you know. Sometimes it's pretty fiery to get through those areas, but you can create that fire. It's up to you. It takes a lot of work. And it's a the Chan masters call it the great work. It's like art. You know, it's like anything else that's created, and it's being created out of you, for you to realize beyond your moods, beyond your thinking, beyond your any biases or you get you see what I'm talking about? Yeah. We're only 5 days into the sadhana. Yeah.
Well, the question is actually regarding all the sadhana I do, not specifically about this one.
I'm talking about all the sadhana that you do, not specifically this one.
Sorry, I didn't get.
I'm answering what you're just saying. I'm talking about every sadhana that you do, not only specifically this one. You know, sadhana means I'm piercing through the veils. I'm coming to see what my heart is really yearning to see. With my own eyes, not only the words of scriptures and the words, although don't let me, by all means, some of the words that come out of some of the great documents are extraordinarily resonant and do their work. But still, even when it's resonant and wonderful, it still has to come out of you. It changes your life. And maybe those moods are there for you to have that opportunity. We were talking about that the other day, weren't we, Bolanat? How sometimes And Bhavata was saying that it's like a friend to me, enemy. It's like a friend enemy. First, it feels, yeah, and it's true. It feels like an enemy because it's bogging you down and putting you in a mood and so like that. And then it's a friend because this is the exact moment or time or situation that is calling for you to get beyond it. And maybe the mood sticks around, but you go for your sadhana because you're committed to your sadhana. And you know that it's working for you, and it takes time to sometimes be evident. Sometimes it takes lifetimes, Devi. So plow on, plow on. Gati gati pada gati pada sam gati bodhisvaha. You know that mantra? Do you know what it means?
Beyond and
Means
all
go,
that you
go, 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 go. That's what it means. Gati gati means carry on, carry on. Move it, move it. Keep going, keep going. And even beyond enlightenment, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And somebody may say, well, who's going anywhere? But until you see that for yourself, it's just a statement until you see for yourself. It's just a way of blocking receptivity, actually. Find out who is rather than questioning who is. Gati gati pada gati pada sam gati. Devi. I mean, a man who went to law school can at least do 1 year of sadhana. That's arduous, isn't it? I mean, that's really a commitment, isn't it? I'll bet you had some moods that those days where you didn't feel like doing it, but if you were going to succeed in the sense of come to your complete your education, you are definitely going to plow through. Is that true? Yeah. So don't let your mood hinder your gate. Okay.
Thank you, 29.
Yeah, you're so welcome. I was very touched by the letter that you wrote. You should reread your letter. I think it'll be enough to get you through. What a
Oh, we
character.
will have no doubt.
Yeah, good. Good. Namaste. Reread the letter. There's Michael O'Shea on the red couch. You're tipped a little bit, Michael.
My tipped.
Oh, you're making me dizzy.
Am I on the level now?
You're on the level now. Mystery, thank you. Lord.
Namaste,
Namaste.
Shatima. It's so great what Davey just talked about, because it was just kind of the same thing that's been on my mind. I just came through a couple of weeks of really intense work, and it was very stressful, and I was experiencing a lot of anxiety with it, and it's something that over the years is around my work. I've talked to you about this before with performance anxiety, can I pull the rabbit out of the hat this time, and how's it going to work, and what if this happens, and what if that happens, but I turned to the work we did in India on Lao Tzu, and this whole notion of mental hygiene,
What a wonderful turn.
and it really, it got me through. It wasn't perfect, and I didn't turn it into a bundle of fun, but just that notion of, so what's the thought driving this, and looking at it, and is there any truth in it, And when I could see that there wasn't, then it's like, well, why don't I just get back to what I'm doing? And so it helped. I wouldn't say like it solved the whole, like, but it helped. When these things came, there was a place I could go with it.
Wait, let me ask a question here. May I come in?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Why didn't it solve the situation? Why wasn't it solved? What did you linger with that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, what does solved mean? Because I guess what I was saying is it wasn't like I was turned into, some happy, carefree worker. It was a struggle. It was like,
right.
Well, because the thoughts come, and just to.
This is the whole story, is it not?
It is. I think it is. Yeah. I think it is the whole story.
It is the whole story.
Yeah.
Always, if you think about things, whether you become anxious around them or hurtful for yourself around them or hurtful on others around your thoughts, it's always how we think about things, always. It's the fundamental root of spirituality.
Yeah, it's yeah. I mean, it's something I'm learning. Yeah.
I'm glad you are. And just what we said to Davey, these situations that come up are enemies in a way because we cause ourselves anxiety. Notice the wording. Then we see how to just dissolve it. And it takes persistence.
And it takes away from some, there's not some magical thing that's going to happen or some,
You never know. You never know, Michael.
Well, I guess, but it's kind of like that I have a job to do when it comes to this stuff. And that's.
And you're so good at it.
Well, thank you.
If anybody looks at your website, they will be incredibly impressed with your ability. And I don't say that lately.
Yeah, no, well, thank you. Yeah, when you said that, I was thinking you were saying I was so good at mental hygiene, you're referring to the work.
Not that. You're really a fine, fine, fine photographer. I would have much faith in that.
But it was great to have that whole thing we did with Lao Tzu, that I could turn to, and it really helped a lot.
And the master looks at her thought before it can do any harm. So she's this Lao Tzu. You have this, Jenny, don't you? Didn't I send it to you? It's one page. It's really great. Step by step, Lao Tzu's telling you, and he calls the master her. I love that. Very rare. Step by step, they're really mapping through your brain and your ability and where to go. So it's a very fine brain map. If she has it, you have it. Sorry. Not really.
Thank you, Shanti Mai.
Well, I think the theme of this satsang, it looks like, is plowing through, piercing through, and getting these things in order. Your heart, yeah, it's possible to share. Davy, it's possible to share the Lao Tzu 63rd song.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
63rd, yeah.
Yeah, we'll send it out. Sri will send it out to everyone. It's just thought.
Well, and I love what you said with David, about being guided by our commitments rather than our thoughts and feelings, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's times that I go to the Gayatri too that I'm not like really stoked for it. I feel like, but you have to tune in and to your heart and go, this is very important. This is more important than my stinky little mood. This is more important than anything. And it takes me 20 minutes. And I must do this with all of my heart because I've been called to do so. And I've said yes. Isn't that right? Yeah. Yeah. So it is with that your photography as well. I've been called to do so. I might as well have a good time. My mood cannot actually it's not going to affect your photography because you're an excellent photographer.
Well, and yeah, and well, and those anxieties are hardly ever there when I'm actually doing the work. It's when I'm thinking about doing the work that's
Key,
yeah.
turn the
Yeah.
lock. That's a very
Yeah.
big key. That's a very
Yeah.
big key. It's not there
Yeah.
when I'm doing the work. It's there beforehand. It's my, the
Yeah.
anxiety that I build around whatever is going to, whatever I think is going to happen. Likely, it's not going to happen. I think it was Mark Twain who said, "All those things I ever worried about never happened." Yeah. And okay, let me say one more thing before we depart. Your heart's on fire for your spirituality, and this serves you really well. So you have to serve it for it to serve you. It's very much a give and take, a good give and receive. Let's change the word take. Give and receive sort of inner alchemy. Just stay with it. Again and 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 again, no matter what the mood, and again and again. And sometimes we feel so ignited by it, and sometimes we feel like we're all washed out. But that's the problem with feelings. And sometimes feelings, I say feelings are great as long as they're uplifting. I say emotions are great as long as they're uplifting. When they're not uplifting, calm them. Or have a good time.
Well, yeah, and that we have the it's there to do, like it's just sitting there, like just the tool is there
That's right.
to use. Yeah.
That's right. And the situation's calling for you to get through this really well and discover something that you are you're quite aware of. But you see the result. It's called observation. Will I see you in India next year?
Oh yeah, you bet.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll see
I
us both. Yeah,
like
yeah,
how you just boomed right in there and
yeah,
settled the matter right
yeah,
now.
yeah,
Good.
yeah. Yes.
You please bring your camera. I want to
Okay,
portrait.
we're doing it. Yeah,
Yeah. No
yeah.
anxiety. If you're
No
ill, we're
anxiety.
going to do
No.
it anyhow. If I'm ill, we're going to do it anyhow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a commitment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love commitment. It's a great service to our soul. And you have that. You have that. I've seen that with you and Margaret. Your commitment's very deep.
Yeah.
I love
Yeah, it
you.
is. It is, yeah.
Love
I
that.
love you, Shanti, my.
Love you too. I'm watching you.
Keep an eye out. Keep me on
I'll keep you in my heart. That'll level it up. Namaste.
was there.
Namaste. Ken, how are you, Ken? Oh, we can't hear you, so you're going to have to say Namaste Guruji again. Whoops. I can't hear you still, Ken. Nope. Well, turn the mic on your. Did you turn it on or did you turn it off? You might have turned something off that you thought you turned on while you were turning off everything. It's good to see you, Kim. Now I hear you. No, I don't.
Right. Can you
There,
hear me now?
now. Yes. You.
Okay, so probably there was a problem there earlier.
I
Right.
was going to say so.
Yes, yeah, so let me just sorry. Yeah. Never
No,
happened
don't
like this
be sorry.
before. Okay.
No need to be sorry.
Right. So I would just like to contribute to what has been said so far about commitment and mental hygiene, really. So the whole thing about the sadhana, the opportunity to participate in this year-long commitment that is anchored by Guruji is so marvelous. Because like what has been mentioned earlier, that there have been times like that too when I feel like, gosh, I'm so sleepy, it's late now. And then suddenly I think, oh yes, yeah, I have got that commitment actually, the sankalpa. And so because it's a collective thing as well that we're all committed to, that actually makes it easier to say, yes, I mustn't forget that I'm going to do it tonight.
And for you, that's no doubt at all. Yeah, for you would, that's exactly how you would handle it.
Yes.
Speaking of which, would you like to have the translation of the Sankalp that Tripathiji and I've been working on?
Of course, yes.
We cleaned it up a lot. The one that's in the little book of Sachababa, it's really not very good.
Right.
I don't know who did it, but
Yeah.
it's not good. So I wrote to Tripathiji and I asked him, you say everything that you have to say, and then I'll put it into the language for the Sangha. And he was very pleased with mine, and I was very pleased with his. So we worked very well together, and it came out very nicely. So Sri will publish that as well. Okay.
We're just so fortunate that you've initiated into us into the Gayatri Mantra, because I was just reading the story of Ramana Maharishi. And someone asked him about a mantra, whether it has the same effect or power if it's just chanted without being initiated into it. And according to him, or what has been translated, is that no, a mantra has to be initiated by a guru or your guru. So what I'm really saying is that, yeah, I'm very grateful that you are here to bless us with that, to grace us with that. Yes.
Thank you, Ken. You know, the thing about an initiation into the mantra, anyone can chant the mantra and they can chant it well and they can chant it wholeheartedly. But usually the one who is initiating has spent years with that mantra. It's not lifetimes. So the initiation is a kind of transference of all of those mantras for the person who is new into the mantra. That's a little bit of a yogic, it's not a secret. I think you could probably find that somewhere along the line. But that's exactly what happens. So yeah, I leave it at that for now.
Yeah, so thank you, Guruji, for this year-long commitment. Because, like, I mean, other things that I've committed to, like, for
Welcome. Thank
example, going to the
you.
gym or losing weight and things like that, you know, I start the journey after a few weeks. Okay, I wouldn't bother. Okay, that's fine. If I'm a bit overweight, that's fine. And then it just collapses, you see. But with this, it feels different.
Well, this is an offering to Maharaji.
Yes.
This is an offering to Sachidam to, and you know, as we're chanting this mantra for Sachidam, it's rehabilitation, so to speak, we're not really saying what has to happen. We're chanting the mantra that the mantra will bring whatever it is required. The mantra is only for peace, and it's only for light, and it's for wisdom, and it's for enlightenment. This is what Gayatri is about. So as we put this n nutrition into the light of this sacred formula, it strengthens our cause. The Gayatri is already strong, but it strengthens our cause. And we're offering this mantra as an offering for Maharaji and an offering unto the people in the ashram. We've already painted the ashram. It's extraordinarily beautiful. Sahara is still in India.
It looks so stunning.
It is. It's the most beautiful building from maybe all the way up to Badrinath down to Delhi, really and truly. It's extraordinarily beautiful, extraordinarily beautiful. And now we want to touch the souls of the inhabitants. Is that a right word? And to encourage and support whatever it is that needs to bring Sachidam into the light of being a center for the world again. But we can't say what has to happen or when it has to happen.
No, and if all, I think you've always said that actually, the Gayatri Mantra is also about, you know, it purifies the person who hears it and the person who chants it.
Yes, and is supposed to be, I will not say supposed to be, and is a protector of the person, and is an enlightening quality of the person. So as you chant it for Sachidam, you are benefiting.
Yes,
Yes,
for
yes.
sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just on the topic of mental hygiene, actually, I was just considering some time ago already, actually, that the importance that we give to our own thoughts, really, and the validity as well. You know, it's like we make it so important, we immerse ourselves in it. Not we, I immerse myself in it, giving it so much importance as if it's like, and turning into something that feels real. When then, like what Michael O'Shea was saying, that when you really examine it, there's very little reality to it. And most of the anxiety, I get that too, actually. I can relate to what Michael O'Shea was saying, that when I've not seen patients for a while, because I do mostly remote working. So then when I do go into a surgery and I think, oh dear, do I remember how to do this or that? And then it just comes naturally, actually, when I do it. But it's the thinking before.
Photography is a lot different than surgery.
No, like in a clinic, not a surgery. I don't do operations anymore, you know, in my clinic, consulting and examining and all that, yeah.
Also, thank you, Ken, for all of the work that you and yes, Sanaz did for the Sangha when everybody was sick, 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 sick. Thank you again for your help.
Oh, it
That
was my
means.
pleasure, Guruji, my honor. Yeah, but all about, yeah, the importance that we give to our thoughts. Oh gosh.
Well, you one way to curtail that is to observe them rather than swimming in them or
Yes.
sinking in them or moving along them. Just observe. I was telling the other day, Ken, that if perhaps there would be some kind of thought that I wouldn't want to have that goes floating through my awareness, not my awareness, my, let's say, my orbit, because awareness doesn't belong to me. So I always ask myself, do you really want to think like that? And the answer is always no. So let's just put it in the trash can. There it goes. Hi.
Yes.
Don't fall asleep now. Don't go into meditation.
Thank you, Guruji.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Oh, I see why our numbers are so small today. They're all in such challenge. How are you? How is everyone? Good? Yeah. Margaret, thank you. I got your letter. Thank you very much. We'll definitely use them. Thank you. So, does somebody want to say something, or am I just tuning in to being there?
No, I want to ask you, Shanti Mai, about the flag. We raised the Hanuman flag today. And in the glossary of the Bhagavad Gita, I read that Satya is under the flag of Vishnu. So I wondered.
Vishnu is Hanuman.
Okay, so
Yeah.
Hanuman is one of the incarnations of Vishnu.
No, Ram is.
Okay.
Yeah. And our flag is Hanuman because Hanuman was so devoted. And he was such a helper. And he was so powerful. You know, this is so amazing. I mean, I love India for this reason. It just throws you out of the n need for rationalization whatsoever, but not out of some kind of receptivity of just taking the story to heart. So Hanuman built what are they called? Chipmunks. So the monkey army and the chipmunks built a bridge to Lanka. National Geographic has found that bridge. And they find that the rocks that are going across from the south tip of India to Lanka are not rocks from the area. So I think they also really enjoyed discovering this bridge to Lanka. And the little chipmunks they would bring, the story goes in the Ramayana, they would bring little pebbles, but lots of them. And Lord Ram took his three fingers and went down the back of the chipmunk like that and left these stripes on the back. Like the story of Jesus on the donkey, all donkeys have a cross on their back, all of them. So you just go with the story. It's just what, who are you to stand up and say it never happened, you know? Or that it did happen. You just don't know. You just stay with the freedom of not knowing. So, was there anything else other than the flag?
I looked also for the snake story you linked, but it disappeared. The video is no more there, at least in Germany, not accepted.
Shriek. Oh, it's no longer there. I don't know what to do about that.
I'll take a look for the
Yeah, but she says it's no longer in Germany. Just look up Vasuki.
Yeah, I did that.
But there's a few videos about Vasuki on YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know why Germany doesn't like Vasuki.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't know. There's not much I can do about that. Sorry about that. Sri will see what she can do. It's good to see you all.
Wonderful to see you, Shanti.
Really wonderful to see you. So where is the renovation happening?
Oh, it was under the windows.
Is it complete?
It worked. Bhagavati and our neighbor did it the
Of
whole
course.
day.
Of course. Wonderful. Wonderful. You have good prasad for today?
Yes, a lot.
Set some down this way.
We bring it to Teresacha.
So we'll send out the Sankalp translation
Yeah, I
to
would love
everyone.
that.
Okay. Namaste.
Namaste.
Greetings.
Namaste,
Namaste,
Shantimaya. I was just going to add or share about the sadhana and commitment again, but maybe you feel as though that's been done to death a little bit. Is it okay still to share?
absolutely,
Okay.
absolutely.
So when I find that my commitment is flagging, I take myself back to an experience that I had in Rishikesh the first time that I ever went. And I went to the Shivananda ashram to puja. So I'd never experienced anything like that before. And I was just in awe of the whole thing. And just in my head, I didn't say anything out loud, but just in my head, I sort of said, this is just extraordinary. And why don't we have anything like this devotion, in the West? And just popped straight into my conscious came this message that was because you're all too fat and too lazy.
Maybe not. Maybe our culture doesn't. Maybe that's not true. Maybe our culture just doesn't support it, because they don't know about it, actually. When people come to see me, or maybe others, I don't know. I can only talk about my own experience. I think a lot of what happens here in Teredosacha, they're very surprised. And they're very resonant. So I would give people the benefit of the doubt. Go ahead, please.
I just felt that it was a message that got sent from Shivananda, who was kind of sort of saying that, the reason that there's not the devotion is because we had too much of everything and that we'd forgotten, sort of what was important. But that's how it felt at the
That is
time.
true, for sure. But that just drives my point home. That when people are reminded, it's very resonant for them, and they are, something happens. So forgetting what's important, I think, is absolutely central to people. Remaining in ignorance. But the heart calls, and when the time is right, the time is right. And when the heart's calling loud enough, it'll be answered. Go ahead, please.
So, well, I just use that if I find that my commitment is wavering a little bit, then I just whether or not the words are right or wrong, but I kind of use that as my don't be fat and don't be lazy kind of
Yeah.
and just stick with the commitment.
Yeah, we're talking a lot about commitment today. I think a commitment is kind of a, it's a freedom in a way. Somebody was saying last couple weeks ago that they had a problem with authority. I don't know if it was in the Sangha here or whether it was on the Zoom. And I have absolutely no problem with authority whatsoever. The authority that has come into my life was my master. And I tell you, I just can't imagine having a problem with Maharaji, you know, or with some of the great documents that are left for us out of Buddhism and Christianity and whatever, however they come. And commitment, I think, has the same nuance. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. It's too much for me. It's just such a freedom. It's such
and
a
I think,
discovery. Go ahead, please.
And I think to, you know, remember that you're choosing it for yourself, you know, that it's not being imposed on you, that you're not, you know, that it's a choice to be made for yourself.
I think that point that you're making right now was definitely why I never had a problem with the authority of my master. Because I know I could walk away any moment. No, nothing was holding me there except for the link in our heart was unbreakable. But nothing was holding me in place that I couldn't do what I damn well pleased whenever I wanted to. Yeah, I agree with you there. I agree with all of what you're saying. Not that you need my agreement, just that we're having a conversation here, you know. But no, it's really, really spot on.
Thank you.
Thank you too. Thank you too.
I'm looking forward to seeing you in Mandali.
Oh, me too. Me too. Great. Mandali is a wonderful place to go. So we will definitely be there in October.
And also in Marrakesh.
I love Italy also. It's a beautiful it's a beautiful place too. And yeah, we bring a light there and it lights us up as well. Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Well, Michael. Are you there, Michael?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good. Do you have something to bring to satsang, Michael?
Yeah, am I? Can you hear me?
Okay. I can.
Okay. I was just thinking about what you said about the Western countries not knowing about the mantras, etc. And I believe that's my experience also, because I talk with a lot of spiritual seeking people, and when I talk about the power of a mantra, they just look like this, what? And they're very interesting and listening very much. And also, you know, in Denmark, there was this book years ago about an explorer who visited India and met Ramana. And this was, you know, a very specific magic book or something like that. So it's really something very strange to Denmark and most Western countries, I assume. And at the same time, when I talk to people and tell them about the power of, for instance, the Gayatri Mantra, they're listening very interesting. And they're very interesting and they're very open-minded. At least today, that was not how it was 10 years ago, but there's a change. Really, so, there's a change.
David Premal's been singing the mantra, and I think she's well accepted. Of course, the singing of the mantra is the singing of the mantra. It's not the perpetuation of the mantra. It's a song, but it's a very wonderful song, and it does introduce people to the mantra. And yeah, you know, I was looking at listening to a recording by a woman who works with mantra. She's a doctor, And she said, what is it when you hear a wonderful music and you, the hair on your arms just raise and you just move into that music and just receive it all? And then she says, and what is it when a mother hears a baby crying and she goes into alarm and runs to the baby? Well, that's frequency hitting your body, and your whole body responds to that. So, yeah, everything is frequency, everything is energy.
And also there's a very beautiful, from Ireland recently, they have put very, very beautiful music into the diaspora and a lot of other artists as well. And that goes directly into the heart. I mean,
yeah, it goes into the heart, but it's not the mantra in the sense that the mantra has a very specific cadence and a very specific pronunciation. And yeah, so to,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, just about my train, you know, what I heard he said was this about, if all those accidents I had imagined would happen in reality, I would have been dead at least 25 times. That's my version. But I had a question, because during the initiation, you gave this suggestion to how to call on Mother Gayatri to be present during the chanting. And release over the Swaha. And I assume that would be also what I would do when chanting this as a sadhana. Yeah. Because, I mean, that would empower my chanting of the mantra, I guess.
Well, you know, also Shri can, she can publish the invocation list.
Yeah.
And you take a look at that, who bodied and disembodied through tradition up to this moment has been requested to bless our sadhana for this year.
Yeah, okay. So it's just wonderful being here, being with you, and
it's wonderful to be with you too.
One word, just thank you.
Okay, thank you too, Michael. Namaste. We have one more. Hello. Namaste. I can't hear you because your sound is not on. No, I still cannot hear you. I still cannot hear you. Go ahead and take a look and see what you need to do.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. And namaste, Shantamai. Thank you for this opportunity.
Sure.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Yeah. It's been after a very, very long time. I think it was in 2011 when we last met. I was very young. We met at the ashram.
My gosh.
Yeah. I remember asking you for prasad. After, outside Maharaji's room.
Nice.
So from Mishraji at the ashram, I got the opportunity to know about the online satsang.
Are you in Lakshmanjula?
No, I'm in New Delhi right now. But I met Mishraji, in April. So I searched on the website, and through that, I started attending the darshans, satsangs in April.
Nice.
Yeah, so I have been facing anxiety and self-doubt for many, many years. But I would always recite the Guru Mantra that Maharaji had given to our family.
Yes.
So after coming to the satsang, so you spoke about the Gayatri Mantra. So I started reciting the Gayatri Mantra. In the past also, you could recite the Guru Mantra, but there was no discipline in that regard. But since end of April, I started... After following you, I started reciting the Gayatri Mantra with as much devotion I could. So what happened was that a few days ago, I had a dream. So in the dream, Maharaji had come to our home. He used to many times to stay with us. So I had a dream, and I'm not able to get away from his image of smiling at me when I met him in the dream. And when I took his darshan at my grandfather's room near the mandir, so what happened, I just woke up and it was early morning. So I'm not able to know how to interpret that. I have been doing the Gayatri Mantra since April, but I'm not sure how to interpret that. Like, is it related anything about my spiritual journey or something like that?
I would say that when you see Maharaji, particularly when Maharaji's smiling, now I'm interpreting your dream. So that's a little bit, but when you see Maharaji smiling at you, to me, it means that he's very pleased with you and loves you very deeply. That's a lot. When
I've
you're chanting,
always felt, yeah, sorry.
when you're chanting the Gayatri Mantra, will you dedicate these mantras to Satchidam, to be Satchidam? We want Satchidam to have a nice shift.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you understand.
Yes, absolutely. I
So
will
that's.
definitely.
Yeah, we're going to chant. We're chanting the Gayatri Mantra for 1 year in benefit of Satchidam.
Yeah, sure, definitely.
Great.
Thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
never had that kind of experience any time in my life. And I'm just a beginner. Like, I have no insight, anything. But I started doing it with devotion. I wouldn't say devotion, but with some kind of discipline that I never had in my life. So I
Well,
was not in a good place. But
join us for 1 year.
sure, definitely.
Yeah, join us for 1 year. Put your name on the list. If you don't chant one mala a day, which we wish you would, or more, there's people all over the world who've joined, all over the world,
Yeah,
Africa,
sure.
Australia, United States, Europe, all over the world, Brazil, all over the world. Is joining for Satchidam to be the center of spiritual light, let's say it that way, that it's meant to be. You
I
come
will join.
in?
So I think there's a link on the chat also. Like, someone shared the email for joining
Yes. So just put your name on. And offer a mala a day. And I don't want to say if you don't do something else. I want to say offer a mala a day. And it's 20 minutes. And the love that you have for
Yes.
Maharaji and Maharaji, the dream you had about Maharaji, I think he's saying sign up. I think Maharaji's saying sign up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We really need some local love. Someone who is Indian who loves Maharaji so deeply.
Yes.
Yeah. He
So I
loves you.
would love to, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Shantimai. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, come on to Zoom whenever you feel that you can. You're always welcome. Give your
Like, I've
family.
been attending since the past a few sessions.
Good. Good. Give your family my love, will you?
Yeah, definitely, Shantin. Definitely. Everybody loves you. Like, we have been meeting you since 90s, my
I love
grandfather.
everybody too. Yeah, that's right. That's true. That goes around and around, doesn't it? Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you, Shantin.
Namaste. Well, there's satsang, and thank you. And anyone who wants to join into the sadhana, one person said that they were going to offer three malas a day, and then they got tired of offering 3 malas a day, and I said, just offer a mala a day. You know, don't offer more than you can. And one person said they would offer 9 malas or 9 mantras. I say, okay, you know, I would really love it if you'd take a little more time, but if that's the time you have, we accept. And we're lighting candle in the evening and offering 9 Gayatris over the candle. If you don't feel that you can chant a mala a day, I think you'll find you'll be chanting. I don't know how many mantras, but all are dedicated to Satyadham, to have a shift in the consciousness, in the people in Satyadham, the people around Satyadham. All of Maharaji's devotees should be benefited by our offering. No? Yes. Namaste, everyone.
Okay. Is it okay? Oh God. Sorry.
Pradeep ji, what is that raga?
This is a raga called Bilawal.
Does this have to do with Krishna?
Oh, I don't know. This I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like something that Krishna would play with somehow.
Yeah, so it is nice. Then I can connect it to Krishna.
Thank you so much. Namaste. Namaste.